good afternoon, everyone, and this is a great day that we have been looking forward to for a long time. And Dr. Ben, some of us have looked forward to it longer than others, right?
UWF President Martha Saunders kicking off the ceremony with a shout-out to Judy Bentz, who was president in October 2016 when ground was broken for the $7 million, 33,000-square-foot facility, which brings extra space for a couple of growing health care programs.
It also brings Florida State University to our campus. The FSU College of Medicine's Pensacola Regional Campus will use this space as the home base for the FSU Physician Assistant Program.
University Park Center is also the new home to the UWF Usha Kundu MD College of Health, and the new space will mean further integration between FSU and UWF. Since 2003, FSU medical students have completed clinical rotations in Pensacola. Dr. John Fogarty is dean of the FSU College of Medicine.
Pensacola was one of our first regional campuses that we selected when we started clinical rotations in 2003, and it's been an incredible opportunity for us to work with this community, the community of hospitals, physicians, healthcare centers, and all the people in this community.
Fogarty says the best part of FSU's regional model, partnering with six universities and 100 hospitals, is that many of the students grow roots in their communities.
We've now graduated 13 classes. 40 of our graduates so far are practicing in this community, 13 right here in Pensacola. So this is the return on investment that we expect to see when we do something like this.
Dr. Paul McLeod, the dean of the FSU College of Medicine's Pensacola Regional Campus, told the audience that one of his first moves when establishing it was to pay a visit to the University of West Florida. He points to one common thread, unusually high degrees of community connection.
Something you don't see in a lot of other academic settings. So it was a natural for us to come over and become friends, and we did that. And over a period of several years, we felt like, well, maybe we should be more than friends. Maybe we should be looking for opportunities to do other things together, and we've done that.
Overlooking Penn Air Field, the center is also the new home for UWF football, featuring a locker room for up to 150 players and other amenities. The state-of-the-art weight room is open to all Argo student-athletes. That brings a smile to the face of Athletics Director Dave Scott.
As a grad, it's great to stand here today. I got my master's degree in 87, and to think that one day we would have an athletic program and a football program, and to stand here and see this facility behind me is pretty amazing. Where we end up 5 years from now, who knows, but this is just another milestone in our athletic program and our university's history.
Phenomenal. I couldn't be happier for our players.
Head coach Pete Shinnick says the permanent home for the program is another step up from the double wide they've occupied since its inception.
This may sound funny because we did play in the national championship last year, and I get that. But starting to feel complete where we wanted to be. That doesn't mean we don't have a lot to get done. It doesn't mean we don't have a lot that we need to do. But now starting to have the pieces in place that 4 years ago we talked about.
University Park Center is part of a master plan for the University of West Florida. Other facilities listed include an on-campus football stadium and event center. What's going to determine just what gets built when is funding. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.